Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about when you should actually manual vacuum a pool, when you should skim it, or of course if you have a vacuum system, when you should use that, and the different situations where you can manually vacuum or you can't. And this may sound very simple, but it is a little bit complicated, so I'll go over a couple of examples for you, or a few examples, and give you some tips and pointers on when to vacuum the pool and when it may not be possible or futile to vacuum it. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. And I guess the reason for that long introduction is because it's kind of hard to phrase this topic in a little nutshell here. So if you do pool service for a living and you get to an account and you are just learning or you're starting out and you look at the pool, you may think that you can manually vacuum that pool, get done with it, and be on your way. But there's a lot of situations where it's actually not a good idea to vacuum the pool because you're going to be wasting your time doing so. So a few pointers of when manually vacuum the pool. When I say manually vacuum, I'm talking about you have your hose and then you have your vacuum head and your pole, and you're going to use the skimmer to, you can hook up the vacuum to the skimmer and use the pool's filtration system to vacuum out the debris and dirt on the bottom of the pool. So the first indicator that it may be futile to vacuum the pool is the amount of debris on the bottom. Now, if you've been doing service for a long time and you're a veteran, you'll know exactly by looking at the pool if a manual vacuum is possible, or if you would just skim the bottom with a leaf rake, or if you are if you have a vacuum system, when to drop that in. But let's say you're just starting out, you don't have a vacuum system, you just have your leaf rake, and you have your manual vacuum. You may have a Leaf Master leaf bagger device where you connect the garden hose to it. I'll probably won't touch on that in this one. I'm just talking more about when you should manually vacuum the pool. So if there's like a lot of oak leaves and a lot of debris, you know, pretty heavy debris on the bottom of the pool, it's pretty futile to vacuum that pool with your vacuum head, because if you look at the bottom of the vacuum head, you'll see the opening is, you know, less, maybe an inch round or right around that point. And so when you run into a pile of debris, you're definitely going to have a problem with the vacuum head clogging up, and you got to pull the vacuum to the side, unclog the vacuum head and put it back in. This is very time consuming and pretty much a waste of time in a lot of situations to try to vacuum a pool with a lot of debris on the bottom. So you'll find yourself stopping all the time to unclog it. You could vacuum around the big piles of debris, but then of course there's dirt underneath there, so when you go to skim them out with your leaf rake, you're going to stir it up. It's just not going to look like it's been cleaned thoroughly if you actually have to go around piles of debris and then skim out the rest. So my thought is that if you get to a pool with a lot of heavy debris, that if you have a vacuum system, go ahead and use that, or just skim the pool completely clean and not worry about the fine dust and particles at that point, because you've pretty much done all you can with the pool that has a lot of heavy debris. And then hopefully by the next time you go to the service account, there's just a little bit of debris and just dirt that you can vacuum out. You could possibly wait, you know, 10 minutes for all the dirt to settle back down after skimming everything, but still you're going to find that that's too time consuming, and it's, you can't really spend that much time at the service account. But of course, as a homeowner, you can definitely do that. You can skim everything out with the leaf rake and then go back and vacuum an hour later once everything settles to the bottom. Definitely you have the time to do that. The Leaf Master is also a good stopgap, or leaf bagger, where you can just use that to pick up the heavy debris. You'll just use the garden hose attachment. And if you're familiar with that device, it's pretty handy if you don't have the money to invest in a vacuum system. Now, if you are using a vacuum system to clean up the pool, Note that even with the finest bag, you're going to have a lot of dirt going back in. So if there's a lot of dirt on the bottom of the pool, definitely get all the leaves out. But just be aware of the fact, if you're new to using a vacuum system, that the bag is not going to hold the finer dirt. And so the dirt will go right through the bag in most cases, except for the larger, or unless you're using a really fine micron bag, then you might trap more dirt, but it's definitely going to get through the bag, and you'll have to manually vacuum the pool anyway after the fact once you get all the large leaf debris out. And I would wait to the following week to do that because the vacuum system will stir up a lot of dirt on the bottom of the pool. So a lot of times if you started manually vacuuming a pool and you had to pull it to the side a couple times to get all the heavy debris out of the mouth of the vacuum because it's clogging up, then definitely pull the vacuum out and go ahead and just put it to the side and start leaf, you know, use your leaf rake to skim the bottom and get it all cleaned out. Another problem you're going to run into is that a lot of homeowner systems have really poor suction. So even if there is a small amount of debris on the bottom and a lot of dirt, if their system is running poorly or the filter is dirty or other things interfere with the suction and you're getting really poor suction, it's going to take you forever to vacuum that pool out. And so definitely I would say skim that pool with a leaf rake. And if you can find an alternate way to vacuum it out or have the system fixed, you're just wasting your time. You'll know what pools I'm talking about if you've been doing this for a long time. But if you have very low suction in the pool, you really can't manually vacuum that pool. It's just going to take you too long to do it, and you'll be going at a turtle's pace. So that's something that the homeowner needs to address so that you can actually vacuum the pool out going forward with your manual vacuum. And if you're a homeowner or if you're someone starting out, you may not have the top-notch equipment to vacuum a pool, so you may have just a standard vacuum hose, maybe a cheap version of it. There are professional-type vacuum hoses. One manufacturer that comes to mind is the Smoothbore company. They make really good vacuum hoses. So if you're using a cheap hose and the pool has a lot of suction, there's a good chance that the hose will cavitate. In other words, get a kink in it, and so you can't vacuum at that point because the hose keeps kinking up on you. And then if you're using a low-grade vacuum head, then you may have the vacuum head get stuck to the bottom of the pool, and then you have to pull up the vacuum from the pool or turn off or unhook the hose from the skimmer. You may even run into a situation where the pool has a very high horsepower suction pump, like 2 horsepower, and you put your vacuum hose in the skimmer. It may even get sucked in there if you have a cheap hose, so, and then you have to extract it, and it's probably going to tear. So I definitely would invest in a really good high-quality hose. If you do run into a pool with very high horsepower and you find your hose getting sucked in there, I would suggest getting an automatic cleaner diverter or skimmer adapter and connecting that to the skimmer first and then putting your pool hose on that, opening up the adapter a little bit to reduce the amount of suction going to the hose or the vacuum. And that way you don't have a problem with the hose getting sucked into the skimmer, nor would you have the problem with the vacuum head getting stuck to the surface of the pool. I think for me, the best vacuum that I have used is the Pentair ProVac, and it's a really high quality vacuum that is designed not to get stuck to the bottom of the pool. And once it starts wearing down, it will start to get stuck there. But that's something that would really slow you down, is that every minute or so, the vacuum head is stuck to the bottom of the pool and you gotta spend time dislodging it. It's really annoying. Just a quick tip, when you're vacuuming around a main drain, you never want to put the vacuum head directly over the main drain and then pull up on the vacuum, because you'll pull the you'll break that main drain cover right off in a lot of cases. So I always vacuum around the edges of the main drain so I don't go directly over it. So that's just a tip there for the vacuuming aspect of it. So there's a lot of things that can interfere with your manual vacuum. That's why I think the vacuum systems are the way to go for service, because even if there is a little bit of dust that's left behind, chances are that the homeowner has an automatic cleaner, or it's not really visible to the homeowner unless there's a lot of dirt in the bottom. So you can get away with vacuuming up dirt, some dirt, and the debris with the vacuum system without having to deal with all the drawbacks of the manual vacuum, it getting stuck on the bottom, it getting clogged up with leaves, having a poor running filtration system so that vacuuming becomes a real chore. And the vacuum system, of course, is superior to using a leaf rake on the bottom, much superior time-wise and also efficiency-wise. And so that's the system of choice, definitely, for pool service is to have a vacuum system of some kind. Either the Riptide, bottom feeder, or PowerVac would be my top choices. And I also suggest that if you do pool service for a living, that in the service agreement you have in there that you will vacuum when necessary, as opposed to vacuuming every time you get to the pool. Because in some cases you don't need the vacuum, and if you don't have that in your service agreement, the customer will expect you to drop the vacuum in at every stop, which is time consuming and unnecessary in a lot of cases. So that would be something that I would highly advise you put in your agreement, that you're going to vacuum when necessary, and keep it vague so that you can use a vacuum system or manual vacuum depending on the situation, and you won't get any pushback from the client. A lot of clients don't know what a vacuum system is, and so they assume that you're going to use the vacuum with the hose every time you go to their pool. So explain to them that the vacuum system is going to pick up the debris and a lot of the dirt without using the manual vacuum, and so they're familiar with that aspect of your service. And definitely, again, I highly recommend the vacuum system. It'll save you from manually vacuuming a lot of your service accounts. And in some cases, you won't need the manual vacuum much at all, in your day-to-day servicing of the pools. And manual vacuuming is really a hassle. You got to take the hose out, hook it up to the vacuum, submerge the hose, connect it to the skimmer. So all that takes time. And it's a slow process, really, if you compare manual vacuum with a vacuum system. Just the area that you can cover with a vacuum system compared to manual vacuum is totally different. And if you service vinyl pools, they recommend a brush vac with those, but those are super time consuming and slow and inefficient. You could use a regular vacuum head, you just gotta be very careful with it. I make it a general rule that I never really vacuum a vinyl pool. I have a couple on my route and they have automatic cleaners in them. And so the most I'll do for a vinyl pool is use my leaf rake on the bottom to skim it out and let the automatic cleaner do all of the work. So vacuuming a vinyl above ground pool or in ground pool is very time consuming, especially if you're using the brush vac. And if you're using, if you're vacuuming an above ground pool, the equipment is usually a lot less efficient or effective. And so vacuuming those pools take a lot longer. So if you're bidding above ground pools for service, factor in the fact that manually vacuuming them is going to take you a lot longer and it's more time consuming and more labor intensive. So just note that if you're doing above ground pool service with your service route. And if you're a homeowner and you need more help with your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of helpful web pages as well as an ebook and a print book available on the site. So check that out, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you do service for a living and you need more help with your business, if you're starting out or just want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. From there, you can get great benefits such as discounts on your insurance and products. Also, you get the ability to text me and call me in real time. So there's a lot of great benefits with the coaching program. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.